7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it is time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and boy, I don't want to do this. Well, it's not that I don't want to do this so much as I'm not in any kind of mood to do anything except, hi, now my cat has shown up. Hi, Peppa, who's a good kitty? Yeah, so now it's me and my cat. And here we are in some kind of pachinko parlor. What the hell kind of pachinko parlor is this? What the hell is going on in here? Did I just hear? Yeah, are there cows in this pachinko parlor? Is this some kind of cow pachinko parlor? Obviously it is. Pippa, can you believe this? How are we supposed to play Sea Story 4 Okinawa with all these damn cows in here? And where are you going, barf baby? Oh my god. So yeah, I'm having a hell of a day. I've had the last 24 hours have been not good for our little Tubster. There's a lot of detail to go into here that we're going to skip. But, oh god, it starts with, guess who needs a new furnace? Guess who needs a new furnace for his house because there's no heat? So yeah. However, I do have some heat. So after 4 hours of the guy being here yesterday, the heat is temporarily working. They have to come back today, do more stuff, and then they gotta come back next week to do even more stuff, and I am not happy about it. And that's why I'm drinking tea. It's so good. What kind of tea am I drinking? I'm drinking Che Guanyin. It's pretty good. So yeah, I've done nothing. Absolutely nothing in the last 24 hours. I have been unproductive. Oh, that's not entirely true. I actually did do something. I ordered some parts. I ordered those JFETs that I need, along with some op amps, some TL-72s, and some TL-74s. Hilariously, the 72s were 3 cents more expensive than the 74s. Does that make any damn sense? Tobe, what are you talking about? I'm talking about these chips. The TL-072 op amp chip is two op amps in one 8-pin DIP package. $0.63 apiece. The TL-074, which is a 14-pin dip package, it contains 4 op amps, and it costs $0.60. So yeah, the bigger chip that has more op amps in it costs less. I love electronics. Oh, and the good news is I also remembered to buy sockets for those chips. I also bought some inline snap-off SIP sockets to make fun things with. I'm so glad I finally am going to own some of those. I first heard of them in a book by Dave Rinke, and I said, you know, those would be a cool thing to have, or that would be really convenient. And that was like 20 years ago. And so now I'm finally getting some. I'm very happy about that. I also bought some knobs. And there was a couple of other little things. I bought a rotary switch, a 12-position rotary switch that I have ideas for. Ha ha ha. That'll be cool. And there was one or two other small sort of utility thingies. I don't remember. But it's all a bunch of good stuff, and it's coming. And once all this furnace anarchy dies down, maybe I can build something. Yay, it'll be fun. I know exactly what I'm going to build. I'm going to build a few things. But anyway. Oh, I should go downstairs and look for that capacitor that I need. Pretty sure I have one, although I'm also pretty sure that I used it for something else already. So now I need capacitors. Yeah. I hate the fact that my life revolves around having to order parts online. Although it's kind of good because it seems like, oh, the prices are better. But yeah, you gotta buy the minimum order. And then you gotta pay for them to be shipped. So anyway, I got parts coming. Yay. I did manage to sleep a little bit. Although yesterday was such a... Oh my god. So yeah, we're not doing anything today. Today is going to be the worst episode of the Dubious Goals Committee ever. We can't go outside because it's -3 degrees. That's 24 for my American listeners. And yeah, I know it's not all that cold, but I don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. I gotta stay indoors today and rest. That's the thing I need to do. Rest and drink tea. Oh, I like drinking tea. It's so yummy. And now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, am I forgetting something? You know, I remember making some notes on some napkins a couple days ago, and I don't remember. Oh yeah, here's a napkin with some stuff written on it a couple days ago. Yeah. I wish I would have bought crab futures. Crab futures, are those even a thing? I don't know. It probably is somehow, somewhere, something. You know, crab season got canceled last week. The crab fishing season. Now, what crabs do they go for in October? What crab fishing is in October? Is it those, what are those called? The Okies? I can't remember what they're called. Basically, what we commonly refer to in America as snow crabs. So, yeah, what's the price of crab going to be? overwinter in this spring. Oh, the price of crab is going through the roof. And that's when I wish I could have bought some crab futures. Did I know that the crab season was going to be canceled? Well, no, but, you know. What are you going to do? So that was one of the things I wrote on the napkin here. Crab canceled. Well, that's too bad. Other notes on this napkin include, but are not limited to, noise to FM input and noise to LPG for hi-hats. Then there's this other really weird note on here. That's basically to me. This is a note saying, who built the North Freeway? Who built the Mormon Bridge? Kind of wondering who the contractors were for this. And why, oh my God, should we launch into this? Maybe we should. Maybe we should, because I've got nothing else to talk about today. Except for stupid stuff. And I'm mad. Because of the stupid furnace. Now the funny thing is this note about the contractors for the North Freeway and the Mormon Bridge. It's kind of a sidetrack. You know what? I don't know what to do here. Let's go to some music and then I'll decide if I want to talk.
kiss.
Okay, right, so you probably figured it out. That was Kiss by Señor Coconut. Muy bien. As for me, I just want your extra cats and your fluffiness. Look at this fluffy cat. I got a cat in the kitty business pit. Okay, here we go. Pay attention. We're going to go fast because this is an extensive subject. I'm just going to try to hit the highlights. For the last number of years, back in the late 80s or early 90s, I worked for this cop. And we were talking one time about Black Panthers. He was telling me about Black Panther activity in Omaha, Nebraska. And he told me about this famous case where the Black Panthers managed to kill a cop with a bomb. Okay, this is a very famous case. It's known as the Poindexter case or the Poindexter and Peek brothers case. You can look it up. It has gone on to become very famous, and a number of documentaries have been made about it. So I'm not going to tell you much about this case other than basically, the police received a phone call saying a white woman was being dragged into an empty house by some black men down in North Omaha, the traditional sort of center of African-American community in Omaha. The police show up to the house. Nobody's in the house. There's just a suitcase in the middle of the living room or just inside the door in the living room.
Cocaine a day. 13 of those detained were Colombian nationals, police said. Three Dutch citizens, including the 64-year-old owner of the stables in the northern village of Nijevin, and one Turkish suspect were also arrested. Tens of thousands of liters of chemicals were seized, along with equipment such as barrels, jerry cans, plastic tubing, and five cement mixers used to extract the cocaine from so-called carrier material, such as clothing, that had been impregnated with the drug before being exported to the Netherlands. That's cool technology. I'd be interested in a write-up about that. This is the largest cocaine laundry ever found in the Netherlands, police chief André van Regen said in the statement. Given the number of people who work there, the size and the layout of the equipment, we estimate the production capacity of 150 to 200 kilograms of cocaine per day, representing a street value of 4.5 to 6 million euros, uncut. Police also found sleeping quarters for workers in the stables, about 75 miles northeast of Amsterdam, and recovered 100 kilograms of cocaine base. After searches at storage sites in nearby towns, about 120 tons of carrier material was also seized. Suspects are due to appear at a court this week, and more arrests remain possible. So, wow. You know, Netherlands is partying hard. Oop. All right. Sorry about that. I just, whenever I tell a story that I didn't expect, it throws the whole thing off. You know what? Let's do about 2 minutes of a song, and then I've got a bunch of tech news headlines to go through. You know what? Let's do a song like this.
Great, man. Hey, did you know about the party after the show?
I didn't hear.
Man, it's gonna be the best.
5 minutes away from our good friend Tobe and the Dubious Goals Committee. Jazzmaz has entered the chat. Welcome, and welcome all. We've got some headlines. Like I said, it's always hard to condense things down, and there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. The Christian Science Monitor has a great write-up. It's also about the housing crisis, but it's pointing out that the other people facing housing woes amid pandemic, mom-and-pop landlords, and they point out that the country, the U.S., has 10 to 11 million private landlords, and they own about 48% of all U.S. rental units. And then it features, or it talks about, it gives a few examples, personal examples from different people. The woman in the cover of the story, she owned two houses in New York and then was living in an apartment, and then one tenant stopped paying rent and she couldn't evict them because of the moratorium, and then she got foreclosed on, lost the house, and then now she has to sleep, and then she wasn't getting rent from the other property, so she slept on her sister's floor, and she can't evict the other tenants either, so she's sleeping on the floor of her sister's living room, which is kind of wild when you think about how quickly that things change. The Christian Science Monitor also had a pretty neat story on how the U.S. is tough on Iran policy has really helped China. China is a big player in the world, like it or not. Let's throw some tech news in on this. Neiman Lab. I like this site. Neiman Labs reporting that people are using Facebook and Instagram as their search engines during the pandemic, which is pretty rough. Oh, editor's note. Here at Neiman Lab, we're longtime fans of work being done at First Draft, which is working to protect communities around the world from harmful information. First Draft recently launched a publication, Footnotes, and we're happy to share some footnote stories with lab readers. As First Draft Executive Director Claire Randall writes, if the agents of disinformation borrow tactics and techniques from each other's, which they do, then so must we. So, this story is, I guess, technically from First Draft, but it's being shared on Neiman Labs. So anyway, it's interesting because it's talking about how, you know, if your mom is searching for truth and news on Facebook, she's going to be getting random news sources. It's going to be bad news. Reuters is reporting to us that, I jumped around, sorry. Tim Apple, or Tim Cook, has joined the Billionaires Club as Apple's valuation hits $2 trillion. We also have, as universities move fall classes online, Rewire.news has a piece about, are disabled students being considered? And a lot of the sorry, I saw a comment and made me laugh. Rewire.news has a great story about COVID-19 driving people online. But then colleges and universities that are doing remote learning, They're not doing a good job implementing it, and they're definitely not doing a good job making it accessible to those that may have some kind of impairment, like they might be a blind person, or they might be a deaf person, and or they just might be somebody that has a learning disability. Either way, they're basically just throwing shit at the wall, hoping it sticks, and hoping people pay. So it's a rough time out there. Read the story if you want all the details. Mother Jones, in these times, nope, not in these times, Mother Jones and Counterpunch both had interesting stories that you might want to check out. Counterpunch had Why Capitalism is in Constant Conflict with Democracy, and that's pretty cool. But then Mother Jones had Meet the Company That Writes the Policies That Protect Cops. And so these two stories kind of went hand in hand. I really enjoyed reading them. And then The Nation says, it's time to abolish nursing homes, and goes into fact that in the U.S., 3 out of 4 Americans want to spend their final years at home. So why do so many of us end up in institutional care? So pretty wild, right? Enjoy the DGC. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Who's Hong, the Assistant Program Director here at Unknown Radio. We are seeking creative DJs. Please see our website for more details at unknownradio.net.